This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Illinois Wheat Association's Southern Illinois Wheat Tour is scheduled for Thursday, May 26th. Manager of the association, Diane Hanley, says participants will have four locations to choose from for the tour, and they'll end the day at a Belleville Research Center.
This is an event that we have every year, usually third, fourth week of May, an annual tour that we do in Southern Illinois, where 80% of the wheat in Illinois is in the southern part of the state. So on Thursday, May 26th, we will be having our Southern Illinois Wheat Tour. We'll start out at 9 in the morning at four different locations around the state, Seymour Milling in Teutopolis, Metal Milling in Mount Olive, Wehmeyer Seed Company in Muskoda, and Wabash Valley Services Company in Carmi. So participants will start at 9 o'clock at these locations, and then each tour will go through six or seven counties and do tiller counts. Meet back at a central location, which this year will be at the Belleville Research Center, and continue on there with a tour of the Belleville Research Center variety trials that the university has there. And then we have what we call a report back session in the evening with a dinner where we determine what the proposed tiller counts will be for this year.
And will there also be a speaker on hand?
Yes, we will have Fred Kolb, U of I professor of small grain breeding, will be on hand to discuss the wheat development and wheat diseases. He will be at the Belleville location to kind of review the variety trials, and then they'll also talk about what they saw during the day. In addition to doing the tiller counts, they also look for disease, see if there's scab or rust or whatever. They all kind of, each location, the tour leader will kind of give a report on what they found in their counties that they reviewed.
So you mentioned several different locations for the tour. Now, does it matter which one people choose to go to? Kind of tell us what they need to know to get signed up as well.
People pretty much, I would assume, pick the location that's closest to where they live. They're kind of four different locations throughout the state. They're pretty far apart so that they're not on top of each other, and they just pick the one that's closest to them, and then each of the leaders will kind of pick the path through the counties so that they all end up back at Belleville around 4 o'clock to start the evening portion of the program.
And I believe there's also the option, if you don't want to go on a tour, you don't have to, but you can still join in the evening festivities.
Right. So if anybody's coming for the evening festivities, we do need you to sign up because of the dinner. We do have a catered meal, and it is free. We have it being provided by Seymour Milling, Metal Milling, Ardent Mills, and ADM Milling. They all provide the meal, but we do have to have a head count. So if you're planning on coming to the location in the evening, you do need to have a reservation, and you can make that reservation through our office at the Illinois Wheat Association.
Anything that we haven't covered either about the tour or the Illinois Wheat Association that you'd like to mention?
Not really, other than I could provide you with our website. There is a flyer on our website that will tell you how to get registered, illinoiswheat.org. Or you can call Charlene, my assistant, at 309-557-3619, and she can get you signed up for the dinner. But if you want to go on a tour, there is phone numbers on the flyer that you would need to call each respective tour leader to sign up for the tour, so the leaders will know who all is coming from their location.
And remind us again the date and times for the tour.
That'll be May 26th, starting at 9 a.m. for the tours and 4 o'clock for the evening session.
Diane Hanley, manager of the Illinois Wheat Association. And we'll be back with more farm news after these messages. The Illinois High School Rodeo State Finals are moving from Effingham County to the state's capital for the first time in more than two decades. The Illinois High School Rodeo Association will hold the competition in Springfield this June after 23 years at the county fairgrounds in Altamont. Association Board President Carrie Newbold says there are no hard feelings and the finals could return to Effingham County in 2017. Newbold says the reason for the move is that it didn't appear there were enough local people interested in helping out after two longtime organizers moved out of the Altamont area. The Illinois High School Rodeo State Finals will take place June 9th through the 12th in Springfield. Taking a look at national ag news, federal officials say they've streamlined the process farmers use to temporarily bring migrant workers into the United States. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services and the State Department launched an online approval platform on Wednesday that the American Farm Bureau hopes will expedite H-2A visa processing. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says visa approval delays have gone on far too long and cost farmers across the country hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost business. The move follows advocacy from farm groups who argued the current system causes workers to arrive late or miss critical planting and harvesting seasons, according to Politico. The Western Growers Association says Congress's inability and unwillingness to move immigration reform have forced farmers to use the H-2A program, which is a program that has historically seen little use. Currently, the H-2A visa program is the only way farmers can legally hire migrant workers. And federal officials say the 2013 explosion at the West Fertilizer Company facility in West Texas started from an intentionally set fire. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives announced the findings Wednesday stemming from a reenactment of the fire performed at a research lab. While the ATF did not identify any suspects, the federal agency is offering a reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to an arrest. A criminal investigation has been underway since shortly after the blast, according to the Dallas Morning News. The explosion killed 15, injured 300, and leveled a neighborhood in West Texas about 75 miles south of Dallas. About a month after the blast, the fire marshal offered three possible causes of the fire: faulty electrical wiring, a spark from a golf cart parked in a shed adjacent to the bin holding the fertilizer, or arson. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.